between Islamic East and Christian West. But for the imaginative freedom of the artists themselves, the future awaiting them, East or West, could hardly have been more different. Whenever something profound happens, which propels civilization forward, it usually happens not through isolated sparks of invention in one city or state, but through the spur of competition. Competition across time, going one better than the ancients, but competition across borders too, even when those borders divided warring cultures. So it was with the renaissances in the Muslim and Christian worlds. A thousand miles apart, in Rome and Istanbul, two old men, Michelangelo and the Turk Mimar Sinan, both veteran builders, were competing for the same prize. To outdo what for almost a millennium had been regarded as the greatest house of God in the world, the Hagia Sophia. Commissioned by the Emperor Justinian in the early 6th century, the Byzantine Basilica was the greatest architectural achievement of the early Christian Church. Its dome, wrote one scholar, seemed not to be founded on masonry at all, but suspended from heaven itself.